If we were on the shoes of Elijah, perhaps we may exclaim, "Enough, Lord. We are exhausted. Take our life. We want to die." The story of Elijah is our own story, my dear brothers and sisters. There is a crisis in his life. So we also face a lot of crisis in our lives. His life was threatened by the Queen Jezebel. He lives in terror and in fear. That's why he said, "Lord, I want to die. At least if I die of hunger, it is okay. I don't want to die that my enemy would kill me." This is Elijah, a crisis in his faith. But God has a plan for him. Yahweh has a plan for him. So he sent an angel to bring him food. And by that food and the jug of water, he was transformed. He was energized. When he was exhausted from facing the trials, at least by that food that the angel gave him, he was transfigured. That crisis of faith, he was purified in his faith. And so he was able to go on with his journey and again encounter God in the mountain of Horeb. Dear brothers and sisters, as what I have said, we face trials. And these trials are our Jezebel. But how do we face them? We are exhausted, we are tired, and we say, "Enough, Lord. I cannot handle it anymore." But Jesus, the bread of life, comes to our rescue. In the face of trials, we had just have to cling on to him. He is there, ready to help us. He is there, ready to transform the crisis of our faith, to purify it, so that we will be able to move on and to go on with our journey. St. Paul, in our second reading, talks about a different kind of purification. He describes it, the old person, the old self, where a person lives in bitterness, in anger, harsh words, reviling. This is the old self, according to St. Paul. This is again a crisis of faith in the person. But then St. Paul reminded the Ephesians and all of us that we have known Christ. We have learned about Jesus. And if we just live Jesus in our lives, then that old self, we'll be able to transform that old self. And according to St. Paul, since we know and we learned about Jesus Christ, we now live in compassion. We now live in loving one another. We now live in forgiveness because we allow Jesus to transform us. That old self is now changed or transformed into the new person, which is Jesus living in us. So that purification is achieved deep within us because of Jesus, because we learn about him, about his life and his values. The Jews murmured. This is also a crisis of faith. When they hear that Jesus said, "I am the bread from heaven." And the Jews could not comprehend and understand this. How can he say that he is the bread from heaven when he is the son of a carpenter. It is incomprehensible. It's very difficult to understand. As what I have said, this is a crisis of faith for the Jews. But Jesus reiterated that you cannot understand this because you should be taught by God the Father. If you are only open, remember I explained to you about docility. Docio means to teach. If we are just open, if we are teachable, then the Holy Spirit could open our minds and our hearts to understand the mysteries of God. On the other hand, the Jews were closed-minded. They were not docile. They were not teachable. They did not open their hearts. This is their crisis. And so many, many times, my dear brothers and sisters, we also experience this. And like the Jews, we also do a lot of complaining. We murmured a lot, especially of our faith. Oh, why is it that the liturgy is too long? The music is too loud? The sermon of the priest is lousy, etc., etc. Why is this? We are always dead. We complain so many things. Isn't it that God sometimes talks to us in all these events in our life? We just have to be discerning. We just have to be open. And most of all, we just have to be docile. That is actually the essence of a disciple. What is a disciple? A disciple is a person who is ready to learn. There is always that capacity in him to learn, to study. So let that attitude be in us, my dear brothers and sisters. If we do not comprehend, if we do not understand, we just allow God, pray to God, Lord, help us to understand. This is a crisis in me. Purify my faith. I have gone through a lot in my life. But with you as the bread of life, I can go on with my journey. Even if I had a lot of Christ in life, I believe that you are there to guide me, to lead me. Lead me, Lord.